Physiology is another way that we control our emotional state. And I'd rather show you than tell you. Would everyone stand behind your chairs, please? Okay, I want everyone to put their hands down to the side, please. Put a big frown on your face. Look down at the ground. Droop your shoulders. And now repeat after me. All right, way to go.
All right, way to go.
See how weird that feels? Okay, stand up straight, please. Shake it off for a second. Put a big smile on your face. Remember Rocky I? Remember when they were at the end of the movie and he's in Philadelphia and he jams up those steps and he's in peak state? That's what I want us to do. For those of you who are not on a regular exercise regimen, we're only going to do it for 10 seconds. Don't worry about it. Okay? But I want you to put a big smile on your face first. Big smile on your face. Big smile. Whew. Okay. I'm sorry. Clench your fists and put them above your shoulders, like this. Bounce up and down like Rocky. Now really bounce. Come on, move your bodies. Okay? Now, repeat after me. Oh man, what a bummer.
Oh man, what a bummer.
Doesn't that feel weird? Doesn't that feel weird? There's a direct correlation between our physiology and our psychology. Direct. Okay, everyone with the last name of A that starts with A, D, S, M, or W. A, D, S, M, or W, stand in your chairs. And if you have high heels, take your shoes off. A, D, S, M, or W, stand on your chairs. Okay, those of you on your chairs, here's what I want you to do. I want you to point to somebody, it doesn't matter, anybody now. And in your most deep, authoritative, paternal voice, I want you to say, I command you to act joyous. One, two, three.
I command you to act joyous.
That's kind of weak. Let's try it again. I want you to say it like you're going to actually expect an action, okay? I command you to act joyous. One, two, three.
I command you to act joyous.
Much better, much better. Thank you very much. Everybody who is not on a chair, here's what I want you to do for 15 seconds. I want you to act joyous. High five, shout, whistle. You just won the lottery. Whatever's going to get you going. You just won the lottery, whatever. If you're going to high five somebody, don't hurt them. And for 15 seconds, what I want you to do is act truly joyous. People on the chairs, even if everybody's playing, I want you to point to somebody and say, I command you to act joyous. But especially if someone isn't playing. I want you to act joyous, and I want you to command you to act joyous for 15 seconds. You guys remember how long 15 seconds is? Okay. Ready? Go. Thank you very much. Those of you on your chairs, please carefully get down from your chairs. Give yourselves a hand, please, and have a seat. Have a seat. Let me ask you something. First, how do you feel? Blood flowing a little better? Okay, let me ask you something else, very serious. How many of you felt a little strange acting joyous for 15 seconds? Bummer.
How many felt really
natural commanding? Great time on a chair.
Excellent.
Very, very good. If you couldn't come up with something you felt passionate about, all work and no play makes Jack or Jackie a dull person. Jack, a dull boy. Hey, look, we're in customer service, man. We get paid to be nice to be around. And don't think it doesn't affect your paycheck. It does. There's another way. So physiology, self-talk, and focus. Okay, how do you do this at the dealership? Well, you saw the self-talk, right? You saw what I did when I controlled, when I talked to Jim and Lisa, the retired Blazer. Okay, so that's self-talk and focus. Physiology, if you guys are $200 apart, You go back and forth, back and forth. How many of you re-demo the customer? Just two? I mean, just a few? Okay, put that in your toolbox. That's a way simple thing to do. Just if you're 200 bucks apart or you feel that the negotiation is starting to falter, take a time out. Get up and re-drive them in the car. Does it work all the time?
No.
No, of course not. But it works some of the time, and here's why. One, you're changing their focus from the two bills to whatever their mojo was. New car smell, whatever it is. Plus, you're moving their body. And when we move our bodies, we put oxygen in our system. As well as, if you move it enough, endorphins. And that helps us feel good. It's the way our customers feel to dictate what they do. Make sense? Okay. There is something else that I do at home, and I share this most of the time in these workshops. I don't know if I've done it in Portland before. Jeffrey just turned 7. He's my middle boy. And at age 4, and most of you are parents, so you can relate to this. Most of the time, our children run around their house barefoot, right? Yeah, Michael. Good. Same thing in my house. And then when they step on a toy, it hurts, right? What do they do?
Cry.
And the first 10 seconds is pain. What's the remaining 30 seconds of crying? Attention. Notice me, right? Okay. So Jeff does the same thing. So he steps on a toy, and I rush in to make sure he hasn't cut an artery or something, because that's how he's screaming. And I realize that he just stepped on a toy. But I want to alter his state. Right? Can I touch you? Here's how we do it. Go, Jeff, is it this arm? Is it this arm? Oh, is it this hand? Is it this hand? Is it this leg? Is this? And by the time I get to his ears, what do you think he's doing?
Wow.
His face off, man. His face off. What did I do? Thank you. Right. Here's what I did. I altered his focus and altered his physiology. I altered his focus by asking him the different questions. I manipulated his physiology by moving his body. And he stops crying. And 3 years later, it still works. It still works. Now with Jeff, when I do it, he goes, oh, Dad, you're just altering my focus and manipulating my physiology. But you know what? It still works. It still works. Okay, so these are real simple things you can do to help you feel good.